Hey, it's Allegra Lowenstein. You can always find me at AllegraLowenstein.com. Welcome to episode 14 of my podcast that keeps having an identity crisis. It is now going to be called Small Steps, Big Magic, Crafting a Life that Sparkles. I'm super excited about this new name and the new mission that I'm expanding to include. Of course, I'm your girl if you want to lose weight long-term, forever, eating whatever that you want with no restrictions and no protein powder shakes and none of that BS that doesn't really work. And the truth is you got to look bigger than that. If you want to lose weight and keep it off, you got to look at the big picture. And so that's what I do. And that's what I'm going to start doing more of. And today's episode, I am actually super excited. Episode 14 for February 14th, Valentine's Day. Now look, I know Valentine's Day gets a bad rap. And there's legit reasons for it, okay? I'm just going to go on a little diatribe here, a little offshoot that you know I'm famous for. Because we have so much garbage and messaging about what love is supposed to be. And I'm kind of regretting not taking the literature class in graduate school. I have a master's of fine arts in creative writing with an emphasis on poetry. I took a lot of literature classes. And there was one that was about the origin of our idea of romantic love. And the teacher was amazing. I took many classes with him. I never got around to taking that class, and I really wish I had, because I'm fascinated by the subject. But I have my own opinions, even without that class. And the idea is that, like so many things in the modern world, marketing and access to lots of options has kind of ruined us. Okay, so basically, if you think about like 50 years ago, only 50, you know, and definitely 100 years ago, people basically just married the person down the block, right? They married people within a couple of miles of where they lived, and they basically were like, two things, okay, look, I think that guy's kind of okay, probably not going to beat me. Seems like an all right deal. Probably going to keep a job. Slash, they wanted to have sex. Okay, there was no birth control. There was a lot of shame around premarital sex. And also, there was no birth control, so it really wasn't a good option because, yeah, as a woman, you would have probably been having babies on your own and then been shamed and ostracized. Okay, so you get that. Times changed. Now, fast forward, the concept of marketing and advertising has taken hold, and they'll tell us anything to sell us something, including what we're supposed to feel like in love. And then you layer on top of that the options of, you know, I'm honestly glad I'm not dating right now. It's a different world than when I met my husband online dating, but in the beginning, when it was still kind of new and people actually thought it was still a little weird, I got on like right as that shift changed. But holy cow, man, it's a whole different world out there with the apps and the swiping and all that stuff. And we think, you know, there's always somebody better. Okay. And this is also a problem with the weight loss situation, right? Like we just keep thinking, well, this protein powder didn't work. Oh, Beachbody didn't work. Well, I'm going to go buy my ketones. And it really is kind of the same idea, that we need to get a little bit more practical, a little bit more old school in how we approach things, okay? Because going to buy some packet or like the next thing, the newest fad, it's not really going to solve the problem. We got to be a little bit more practical, a little bit more down to earth. Look, relationships are hard work, okay? And even when you find somebody really good, there's going to be times when it sucks. And that's just the way it goes. But we've been given this message like, oh, you don't like it? Just move on. Just find somebody else. And it's the same thing, you know, if you've been in a situation where you're not taking care of your body, you've been told like, it's okay to eat fast food and convenience food and your life is going to be so much better and you're going to have all this free time. And then you find out like, oh, I actually feel like crap. I don't sleep well. I don't have any energy. I'm gaining weight. I don't know how to stop this. And it's all these messages of BS. We need to really revolt against the marketing and the advertising. And look, I'm in business. There's a place for it. I understand it's never going to go away completely, but we definitely need to bring something. The first step is put ourselves in a little more foot forward position, that we are going to be a little more critical about where we get our content, what kind of messaging we're putting into our brains, and then how we're thinking about it and receiving it, and what are we doing to combat it and kind of balance ourselves out. Okay, and then the other thing is, like, I do think change has to happen at other levels too, right? We can't always be fighting. That's exhausting. So we have to protect ourselves and all that. Okay, look, I'm the queen of 25 messages all in one. So we have the marketing about love, which I just wanted to parallel to the marketing about health and weight loss. And then we have Valentine's Day. Okay, so I actually love Valentine's Day. I really do. I was a little bit sarcastic and anti-Valentine's Day when I was young and single and in a very unhealthy mental cycle about what love was supposed to be and look like, how I was going to find it, and my emotional ups and downs with that, driving me to binge on sugar. Because when I was a sugar binger, I really was looking to validate myself through finding a boyfriend, basically. Looking to find love from finding somebody else. And it wasn't that obvious. It wasn't like I went around hating myself, but there was a really integral piece that was missing for me. I was obsessed with finding love. And guess what? Nobody wanted anything to do with me. That's not true. I was in an absolute self-sabotage cycle. Okay, so there were guys that were interested in me, and those were not the ones that I was interested in. And then the ones that I was interested in were not interested in me. And that is classic self-sabotage, all right? That is like, you know, at the time I thought like, well, you know, I'm cursed and why is it like this and why is it so hard and why don't the guys I like me? And really, when I look back at, you know, these young men that were interested in me, there were some amazing people that I pushed away. And that is absolutely at the heart of self-sabotage. So in those dark days, and I mean, I wasn't like totally depressed, but I had some issues because I also was totally binging on sugar, causing medical problems because my body was so out of balance from so much sugar that I was getting these like mysterious throat infections that presented as strep throat, but tested negative for strep throat. Medical doctors just wanted to put me on antibiotics, even though they didn't know what it was. this is what happened. I sought out alternative health care, found an herbalist. It was okay. It was a better remedy, but it didn't sort out the problem. Finally sought acupuncture and Chinese medicine. And she was the one who told me, oh, it's an emotional reason. Okay, so there was also a sadness within there, right? I mean, I had a good life. I enjoyed my life. I was having fun with my friends. And I was sad, really deeply sad in one facet of my life. And I was so obsessed with finding the person to fix that problem that I pushed the people away, right? Because as we all know, like, if you come at something super desperate, it doesn't really attract people to you. So I was caught up in this cycle. And in those days, I was like, I hate Valentine's Day. I hated weddings back then too. But as time went on, with the help of the Chinese medicine and just over time, self-development, self-love, right? I developed a better perspective, started doing more self-care, learning that there's many ways that I can heal this pain, really, that I was feeling, this pain from being single and feeling lonely. And as that evolved, I started to love Valentine's Day. And one of the things that I loved about Valentine's Day is that, okay, I don't like all the pressure, okay? I still, like, I'm not a sentimental person. I'm maybe kind of cruel and heartless to a certain degree. I'm sorry, Marshall. And that's fine, right? That's just me. So I'd really, my husband buys me chocolates for Valentine's Day usually, and I love chocolate, so that's great. We don't really do a lot other than that. And I don't want to go be in a crowded restaurant just because it's Valentine's Day. I would rather go not on Valentine's Day and actually enjoy myself because it's not super crowded and overpriced because they jacked the price up because it's Valentine's Day. So I'm still not into, like, the romantic mushy side of Valentine's Day. But what I love about Valentine's Day is, like, the fun. Okay, I'm like, let's take Valentine's Day back to elementary school when we brought in a little card. Now they're from Target. Okay, everybody buys their cards from Target. That's not as fun or cute or exciting. Let's take it back even farther to the homemade cards. Let's cut some hearts out of paper and say, hey, will you be my Valentine? And sign our name to it and give it to the day-to-day people that we interact with. And the reason why this is so fun and so rewarding is because in elementary school, we expected it. And as a grown person, we do not expect it. And it is just so fun. There is no pressure. Okay, if you don't get around to cutting out those paper hearts, nobody is gonna know. Nobody is gonna care. There's not the pressure of the holidays where all these people are gonna come to town or you have to go travel. There's not some big feast. It's like the no pressure holiday that invites you to play with glitter. And if you want a life that sparkles, you gotta play with glitter sometimes. So this Valentine's Day, I want to invite you to play a little bit, to just have fun. What is a new approach that you can take? And you know what? If you love Valentine's Day and you love the romantic stuff and you know, you have somebody to do it with and you're doing it, that's awesome. I mean, whatever brings you joy, you should keep doing. I just know that for a lot of people, they're kind of anti-Valentine's Day. Especially, you get it, you're single or just feeling like your relationship's not where you need it to be right now. It can be hard because, again, all this pressure. And let me just say, too, to add into that, this whole phenomenon of social media, it is basically like the whole world has decided to start marketing perfection. And we're all kind of caught up in it, right? We all know which photos are going to be posted, which ones aren't. And it changes us in that moment. But it doesn't change our life, really. And then as we consume all this media, we get affected by it. Even if we know rationally, everybody's life isn't perfect. What they post on Facebook is only what they choose to post on Facebook. And even if we know that, it's still almost impossible not to be affected by the imagery. Images go deep. They affect our brains, what we surround ourselves with. Images, you know, noises, scents, what we listen to, what we feel. I mean, the five senses affect us. Even if our thinking brain is saying something else or trying to convince us of something else. And so it can be very hard. And just, I want to give a sympathy to that. A hug. A virtual hug. Because it is a hard time to live right now. I don't know what it was like in the past, but I'll just tell you, it is hard now. It's a crazy time politically. It's an overwhelming time for the senses. It's a busy time that wears us out. We're expected to do a lot more than we used to be. And we gotta be gentle with ourselves. So that's why I love Valentine's Day so much. Because if you can let go of the romantic dinners, it's such an amazing opportunity to have fun with glitter and without any pressure. You know, the Galentine's Day movement is fantastic. I love it. And if that's too much pressure, don't even do that. Just send an email. I mean, it just doesn't matter. Send a Bitmoji. And if you don't know what Bitmoji is, then I only have to say, I'm sitting here wanting to send you the Bitmoji that says, "Do you even Bitmoji?" So I just want to say, in conclusion, that Valentine's Day is a really great opportunity to look at how we are taking things in, to think about how we're influenced by the media of all kinds, social, original, the news and such. And invite ourselves to have fun. Invite ourselves to play with glitter. And look, if you hate glitter, I'm joking. You don't have to play with glitter. If you love glitter, by all means do it. If not, get some sparkly stickers. There's lots of ways to have fun and sparkle in your life. Put on some shiny eyeshadow for the 14th. And just have fun with it. This is an invitation to shift your perspective and have fun. As always, take small steps, make big magic, visit me at allegralowenstein.com, and let me know what you're thinking.